which is the song that that opens the new album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you ever write together, or is it always one or the other?
We write separately, and we arrange everything together. Mm-hmm. So that's where the collaboration comes
right,
in.
Right. And do you always sing your own songs? Like the lead vocal
much.
Is pretty much
yeah.
the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I guess that would make sense, right? I mean, if you're writing a song and it's your own expression of something, you're
and
in
your vocal range
sing.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys originally from Georgia?
I was born in Connecticut. Amy's a fourth generation native of Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Proud of.
But I wish I was born there, but I wasn't. But so, I've lived there since I was a kid.
How did you get down there, Emily?
Well, my dad was teaching up in Connecticut, and then he changed universities. He went down to Emory, so he moved the whole family, and that was when I was 9 years old. But we've been there ever since.
Uh-huh.
They haven't moved from where they, uh-huh. the little house they bought.
And that whole exploding music scene down there in Athens, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, you were a part of that. You were on the fringes of that, I guess.
We were kind of like little babies,
yeah.
I guess, to those people. But they were people that we were aware of for the most part. And the scene of sort of the 688 Records in Atlanta, that label, Driving and Crying, they came out with Scarred But Smarter. And there were a lot of bands establishing the indie world to mm-hmm. us in Atlanta and Athens. And so we sort of took that as inspiration to put out our own records at that point.
Right. And was there a conscious choice in the beginning to go the acoustic way, to go in a way that is more related to folk than to rock, I suppose, if you wanted to, you know, like pigeonhole things? Because so much of what was going on at the time was more electric and more rock, you know?
We were doing what we do.
It was just our natural medium.
Because mm-hmm. I really enjoyed all those electric groups, and we found a real home in those clubs, in the rock club scene. A lot of open-minded people, and we didn't go towards acoustic because we thought it would be different or anything. We went for acoustic because it was what we could express ourselves the best in.
Right. What were some of the early influences for you, musically, and then maybe some of the other influences? Like, there's a song on this new album about Virginia Woolf, mm-hmm. about reading her diaries.
So
I'd be curious to know about some of like your influences outside of music as well, literature and film and things
well,
like that.
Well, starting with that, she definitely was a big influence, had a big impact on my life last year. I just rediscovered her because I'd read her in college, but it didn't really sink in the way it did this past year. And my mom's a librarian. She gets me all these great books, and she got me the abridged version of her diaries, and I just felt a real kinship to her thoughts and her experiences.
Why do you suppose it was able to sink in this time around?
I just don't know. You know, the way sometimes your life is just ripe for things, for the seeds to be planted, and that's, you know, it was that time, and it had a great and beautiful impact on me. So anything that hits me that hard is bound to come out in a song.
Yeah. How about some others, other writers or filmmakers who have influenced you?
Well, we both like Flannery O'Connor and William Faulkner.
Southern writers we like a lot.
Tend to like Southern writers. I like Truffaut. I love Truffaut films.
Uh-huh.
I see a lot of those, and Kubrick.
How about Wim Wenders?
No.
Wings of Desire? You know Wings of Desire?
I've never
seen it. Oh, you know what?
You guys haven't seen Wings of Desire?
I saw part of that movie. Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say that I had to leave that movie because I went there, I was really depressed that night. And I saw that movie, and it was so heavy. I just couldn't take it.
Well, yeah, but
so,
if you had stayed, Emily, you would have been so you would have been so uplifted. By
like
I know.
You would have felt
I
so
know,
good.
I know. I regret having done
no,
that
it
now.
No, it's heavy. It's like the music is heavy, and it's very
man,
dramatic,
it was,
and it's like...
It's too much. I forget. Yeah. I must have just broken up or something. I can't remember.
Well, go back and see it sometime, or rent the video or something.
Okay.
And check it out. So how about musically? When you were growing up, were you listening to...
Neil Young, Elton John.
Yeah, yeah.
Joni Mitchell has been a big influence.
Right.
But I didn't discover her until college. Seems like I discover everything late.
Why is that?
What does that say about yourself?
I don't know. I better have a long life.
We have Maria's last name now. Maria from the Black Velvet Band, who was also in The Commitments. Her last name is Maria Doyle. And Amy's last name is Ray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amy Ray. And Emily, how do you pronounce your last name?
Saliers.
Saliers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they are the Indigo Girls. And as long as we're talking about Virginia Woolf, should I play that track?
That'd be great.
Should I do it from the album, or you want to do it live?
Why don't you do that from the album?
Okay. Yeah. All right, let me find it here. Track 8.
We weren't prepared for that.
We got to tune our guitars anyway.
All right. We'll play this and then come back and do something live for us, okay?
Okay.
Good.